Thank you for downloading Kentico CMS. In this video, we will look at how to create a site brand using a master page, cascading style sheets or CSS, and your corporate image. As you start to build out your website branding, there's a couple of basic rules that you want to keep in mind. It is really important to create a friendly website. This is a website that's easy for people to use and one that they'll want to keep coming back to. An important part of this is to keep the first page as clean as possible. This is your landing page, and it's the first page that people are going to see. And a general rule is that visitors are really looking to get their information quickly. So navigation is an incredibly important part of how you think about your website. Within Kentico CMS, there are three basic technology underpinnings that you want to look at as you build your website brand. The first is master pages. These are based on ASP.NET 2.0, and they enable the sharing of standard elements consistently across the entire site. Common examples include things like headers and footers. Cascading style sheets, or CSS, really allows you to control the presentation semantics. This is the look and the feel and the formatting of your website. Kentico CMS supports standard CSS styles, which enables you to use whatever CSS sheets you have and apply those to your Kentico CMS site. And then finally is images. As you can imagine, these are your visual look and feel and include things like your corporate image and your corporate brand assets. Within a website, master page is represented by the root document of the tree structure in the content tree. This is typically called the root, or it's the first document within your content tree. Within this document, the master page, we have a special tab that allows us to look at and change and edit the master page document. This consists of several different fields that we can complete. The first is doc type. Doc type, or document type, is placed at the beginning of the file, and it's an informational instruction that usually associates a particular XML document or HTML version to this master page. Next, we have the head, or the head element. It's a container for all special document and element types, and this includes things like scripts, style sheets, style sheet locations, and other meta information. Then we have body, and this is where you can add custom attributes to the body attribute. And last and most important, we have the master page code. This is the actual HTML layout of the master page template. This is the same code that's edited on the design tab. And as you can see, our sample page contains both divs and web part zones that define the layout, which we can then review on our design page. It's important to understand that master pages are an important part of Kentico CMS page templates. And these can be found in Site Manager, Development, and then Page Templates. Within here, we can edit, organize, and manage our existing page template. One of the most important properties in here is the Show as Master Page. So if we select Master Templates, and then we look at a blank master page, you'll notice that the master template here is checked. This property indicates if the template is offered when we create a new website. Typically, these type of page templates are usually used for things like main menus and logos of your website. The second area of site branding that we'll look at is CSS style sheets. CSS, or cascading style sheets, allows you to modify the design of your website. Within Kentico CMS, every website contains a default CSS style sheet. This can be found within Site Manager, Sites, and then let's go ahead and edit the site. Within the Site Properties on the General tab, we can see the selected site CSS style sheet. We also have the ability to select the different style sheets that are available. One thing that you'll notice when you start selecting style sheets is that you do have the ability to edit in various locations. It is important to remember that when you edit these, it will affect anything that's using the style sheet. So any other pages that are using the corporate site will be affected by any changes that you make. While this is the default style sheet used by the site, one site may have many different style sheets. All style sheets for Kentico CMS's installations are found in Site Manager, Development, CSS Style Sheets. As you can see, this contains the list of style sheets that are currently available. Let's go ahead and edit the corporate style sheet. And as you can see, the style sheet itself contains a variety of different sections. The sections on your right can be created by putting a /pound, the name of what you're trying to do, and then closing that out. This allows me to hop around. So if I wanted to see things like changing passwords or looking at forum and attachments, I can go directly to those sections. You also have the capability of checking out the style sheet. And checking out the style sheet creates the file on your local system. In this case, my Kentico CMS 5.5 directory creates an instance of the corporate site.css and allows me to edit this style sheet externally. In addition to site-wide style sheets, every page can either use the default website style sheet or it can override it with its own. To take a look at this, let's go to CMS Desk, let's go to our home page, and let's select Properties. And then in our General tab, as you can see, CSS are inherited down through your tree. If I wanted to override my existing style sheet selection, I can uncheck the inherit, and then I can go ahead and select a specific style sheet, which is then applied to this page. The last area of branding that we'll look at is images. Images are actually used all over the system. The first place that you'll want to use an image is most likely your company logo. The way that we're going to insert this into our site is logging into CMS Desk. We're going to select our root page of our corporate site, and we're going to have an editable image, as you can see here. Within our editable image, I'm going to go ahead and select. We currently have the default company logo selected. I'm going to upload to a special images area a new file. The new file contains our company logo. I'm going to upload it into the system, and now that I've uploaded it, I'm going to select it, place it on our page, making sure that I save it, and now this is available across all of our pages, as you can see here. We can go out to our live site, and we can see what this looks like. In this tutorial, you have seen how to build a site brand using a master page, cascading style sheets, and your corporate image. If you have any issues during your trial, please feel free to send a message to support@kentico.com, and we will make sure that we help you.